to another episode of Robbie's Rants. And so today we're going to look at Israel. And this is a great graph which is showing the months of February and March based on a 6-year average, just so that you can understand that. A 6-year average of deaths in Israeli men and women from the age group 20 to 39. So if we look at the average in 2015, 16, 17, that's kind of what was normally expected. A drop in 2018 goes back to around sort of normal levels in 2019. But what is surprising, in 2020, it was below the 6-year average. So it's meant to be in a pandemic. Obviously, whether you believe there's a coronavirus out there or not, we know it doesn't affect the young anyway. So maybe that's not as surprising, considering maybe people were not driving their cars, you know, getting into accidents or whatever, maybe. You know, I know I'm kind of clutching at straws here, but you know, trying to be giving them the benefit of the doubt for that drop in 2020, but it's still surprising. However, you can't give them the benefit of doubt on why we have such a high level of deaths in this year, 2021, February and March, in the age group 20 to 39, which is a young age group. These are young people. Suicides, not that many people are killing themselves, surely. It can only be vaccinations. It can only be deaths from the vaccine. Unless anybody else can think of anything, any other cause, possibly. I read off the top of my head, I can't. So I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are on this in the comments. And just thought I'd point this out to you. I do have some other graphs to show you on Israel coming later on, but just wanted to highlight this one because this is the most alarming for me. Is when young people start dying, it's not a good situation to be in. And obviously the cause needs to be found out. And I can't see anything other than the vaccinations. Be interesting to know what you think again. Anyway, catch you later, and leave your comments below and I'll get back to you.